Picture this. It's 1999, and a teenager in a basement somewhere is learning assembly language to squeeze 16-bit sprites onto a cartridge. Fast forward to today, and that same spirit, that obsessive, joyful compulsion to understand hardware at its most fundamental level, is alive and well on Hacker News on a Thursday in August 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is Intellijix HN Daily.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Marcus, today's feed is genuinely one of those days where the community serves up everything simultaneously. A bombshell leadership change at one of the most important AI labs on the planet. A security nightmare inside enterprise tooling. A city government invoking eminent domain to stop a data center. And the eternal question of whether open source models can finally dethrone the frontier giants. We have a lot of ground to cover.
We do. And for anyone joining us for the first time, quick note before we dive in. While everything we discuss today is sourced directly from Hacker News, we're an independent podcast. We're not affiliated with, endorsed by, or sponsored by Y Combinator or Hacker News in any way. We're just genuinely obsessed with the community and want to bring these stories to a wider audience.
And on that note, if you're not already spending time on Hacker News, seriously, go to news.ycombinator.com. What we do here is essentially a highlight reel. The real texture is in the comments, where you'll find working engineers, researchers, and founders actually dissecting these stories with precision and candor you rarely find anywhere else. We are, at best, the trailer. The comments section is the full film.
So here's what we're covering today. We're going to start with the biggest story on HN right now, a major reshuffling at Google DeepMind. Demis Hassabis is moving from CEO to chair, and Jeff Dean, one of the foundational figures of modern machine learning infrastructure, is departing. The implications for Google's AI strategy are significant.
From there, we'll go deep on the AI and ML stories, Meta's MuseCode and MuseSpark release, the paper arguing LLMs can't perform compositional generalization, research on how sycophantic AI actually damages user autonomy, and a fascinating result from Castform and Neon, showing that open models can beat GPT 5.6 Sol on retrieval tasks at a fraction of the cost.
Then we're getting into developer tools and infrastructure. Cloudflare's ambitious new platform they're calling Cloudflare OS, Zed's DeltaDB, Seld from the Dino team for distributed durable objects, and the concerning discovery that Atlassian Rovo is exfiltrating data in ways that bypass enterprise controls.
We'll also spend time in the systems and open source world, branchless programming in Rust, the Y2K nostalgia thread, what's new with new herd, a look at NVIDIA's Vera white paper and some thread counting discrepancies, and the hobby programmer community's increasingly vocal resistance to LLM tooling.
And we're rounding out with a broader segment on culture, community, and some stories that remind us why Hacker News is unlike any other tech aggregator on the internet. Nintendo 64 game development in 2026, the Hiroshima atomic blast discovery, the Blade Runner title cards analysis, Nashville's data center eminent domain fight, and more.
Plus our What If We're Wrong segment, where we're going to challenge what feels like the emerging consensus on frontier model superiority. Let's get into it.